This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Que Gol Eso. I am back as host, replacing Luis Miguel Echegaray once again this week. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined for a second time by Fabrizio Romano, our resident transfer specialist. Fabrizio, great to have you with us again. We've already discussed Jack Grealish once this week, but we're going to be chatting about the Aston Villa man again as he nears his switch to Manchester City. Obviously, we're very close to the deal being completed now. How close is it? You know, can you give us sort of an estimate of sort of, you know, hours or days? Because obviously we know that it was supposed to be completed by the end of the week. So, you know, we must be pretty close right now.
Yes, first of all, thank you again. Always a pleasure to be here together. And yes, we are at final stages. It's a done deal. It's a done deal between Aston Villa and Manchester City. They reached an agreement last night. It was everything completed also by paperwork, pay interview. So they are completing everything also by the official part now with Jack Grealish in Manchester to have his medical and then to sign his contract for 5 years as new Manchester City player. Aston Villa and Manchester City had a total agreement also on the payment structure. So in how many years they're going to pay this amount will be £100 million, as we said. So everything has been agreed between the two clubs. Everything has been signed between the two clubs. Now it's time for Jack to sign his contract. But I think in the coming hours, everything will be completed. As we said, they had a deadline this week to complete the Jack Grealish deal, or Jack was prepared to sign a new deal with Aston Villa. It was an important contract. And trust me, they were trying to convince Jack Grealish also yesterday afternoon. On Wednesday afternoon, they were calling him again, trying to change his mind, but everything was agreed at this point, and that's why Jack Grealish was prepared to join Manchester City. That's why Aston Villa were also ready to try something different, because they've been really smart and fast in signing new players in Sundays. But as we said, soon will be official, and Jack Grealish will be the most paid player of English football history. So it's really incredible for Manchester City, and Pep Guardiola really wanted this guy. He was really pushing and pushing to have Jack Grealish since June. He was starting this kind of process with the club, with the board, to ask for Jack Grealish, and now he will have his new player, his new signing.
I'm glad that you mentioned that Villa have moved quickly to spend the money that they're going to get in this transfer deal. Danny Ings was obviously a big surprise coming in from Southampton. Do you get the impression that there is any sort of agreement in place between Villa and City where City let Villa get their business done before announcing the Grealish transfer?
Yes, because this is something that has been discussed between the most important people in the club when they've been talking about Jack Grealish. They started talking in an official way since last Thursday, so 1 week ago, basically. And they exactly were discussing about it. It was about the owners of the club also for the Jack Grealish deal, and they wanted to have an 100% good relationship in this kind of situation, not going to create any war or kind of situation like Harry Kane at Tottenham. So they wanted to go with a different style for this deal, and also allowing Aston Villa to do their business with other players in this week was key for Aston Villa. And in my opinion, they have been really, really smart, really quick. As you say, Dan Ings was a big surprise because we were not expecting this deal. And they've been really fast with the negotiations and to reach an agreement also with the player, with Tottenham, where they were really keen from Tottenham on Dan Ings some weeks ago to have him as backup option for Harry Kane. But Aston Villa have been really, really fast to sign the player. And it was a big surprise. With Leon Bailey, they've been also really good because many clubs were interested, not just from England, from many countries on Leon Bailey, but they paid £30 million. They reached an agreement with the player and everything has been completed. So congrats to Aston Villa. They lose on Jack Grealish, but they're signing interesting players. And I always say, remember, you have also Emi Buendia, who is a really, really good player. So I think Villa are doing good business, but of course, Manchester City are signing a fantastic player.
yeah, of course, it's difficult to feel too disappointed with the summer business that we've done at Villa so far. But you also mentioned Harry Kane. Now, obviously, you know, once Jack Grealish does get secured, the assumption will be that City will go all out to try to sign Harry Kane between now and the end of the transfer window. We know that the Tottenham are resisting this interest at this moment in time. Do you think that there's a chance that that stance could change? Or do you think that a club like Villa signing someone like Ings, who was on Spurs' radar, is going to make it harder for City to be able to bring in Kane in the same window as Grealish?
Well, my feeling is that Manchester City will go, from what I heard, with the same strategy they had with Grealish. So it was about waiting and waiting and waiting in June, and then in July, at the right moment, they jump in the deal and they reach the agreement. So they want to go with the same with Tottenham, because it's even more complicated situation for Harry Kane not showing up at training some days ago, and now he's ready to come back at training. But now for Manchester City, they want to wait and see what happens between Tottenham and Harry Kane, because they know that if they bid right now and if they try to create a problem between Kane and Tottenham, maybe with Daniel Levy is not the best strategy to do business with Tottenham, and we know about it. So that's why Manchester City are now basically waiting. They made a bid more than one month ago. It was £100 million, same bid they did to sign Jack Grealish. But from Tottenham, they say no. And they were not open to discuss about players, because City were prepared to offer players like Laporte, like Gabriel Jesus. But from Tottenham was a total no to this kind of business for Harry Kane. Now the situation could be different, because the player is really pushing, as we see, to leave the club, to have this Champions League opportunity with Manchester City. From Tottenham side, talking with people close to Tottenham, they still say, we are convinced we are going to keep the player here, change his mind, and we will start the season with Harry Kane as our star. But Manchester City are waiting, because if this position will change after Kane talk with the board and with Nuno in the coming days, they will be ready to jump the deal and to try also for Harry Kane after Jack Grealish.
It's interesting that you mentioned players that Manchester City might be willing to exchange for Harry Kane, even though Spurs are not interested in those players. Now with Grealish on board, there's obviously going to be greater competition for places. Are there any names that you're looking at in the Manchester City squad, or you're hearing something about players who could be moving on from Etihad Stadium this summer?
I will keep an eye on part of the players I mentioned. I will keep an eye on Bernardo Silva, because I think it could be an opportunity for him if some club will jump and in the deal and try to sign him, because I will keep an eye on Atletico Madrid. We have a lot of rumors on this one, but it's true that Atletico Madrid have an interest in Bernardo Silva. It's not an advanced negotiation yet, because now Atletico Madrid have to manage the situation of Saul. So once they will know where Saul will go, if Saul will leave, how much they will take from Saul deal, they will be interested in signing some new player, and Bernardo Silva is one of the players they have in the list. Not the only one, but one of the players they have in the list. But the priority for Atletico Madrid is to clarify Saul's situation, to see if the swap deal with Griezmann will restart in the coming days or not. But they are looking for Saul as priority, and then to decide about Bernardo Silva. So I will keep an eye on him for Manchester City as potential outgoing.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's just about everything covered. So thank you once again for joining me and clearing all of that up. And look forward to doing this again soon.
We will for sure. Thank you. It was always a big pleasure to be here together, and see you soon on Checo Lasso and on CBS Sports.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life, while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the Men's Sunday Performance Jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.